It's a special edition of Canada Now as we dedicate this episode entirely to discussing the homeless crisis with our very special guest co-host, Louis Anderson. And Heather Huseby is the executive director at YouthLink in Minneapolis and joins us on Canada Now. And Heather, what a pleasure it is to have you join us.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here, and thank you for asking, and thank you for doing this with Louis Anderson. I mean, holy cow, that's a great.
No kidding. Well, and we started talking during the break, and I had to say, hey, guys, hold on. We're not on the air yet. We're very excited to talk to you. And you serve youth experiencing homelessness between the ages of 16 to 24. Tell us a little bit more about YouthLink off the top.
Yeah, I'll just tell you quickly. We've been around almost 50 years in Minneapolis, and we serve youth, and we always have 16 to 24. Today, we serve about 2,000 youth are unduplicated, which is means that we're not counting them twice. And they range from being at risk of homelessness, but also being totally homeless, unaccompanied. And we provide outreach to basic needs, getting them into the drop-in, all the way to having supportive housing for them and teaching them to be independent. But as I was telling Louis, you know, sometimes people, you think of these young people as throwaways. They're none of them are throwaways. They're all youth that just haven't had the same opportunities in life, and they have had a lot of trauma. Regretfully, for our population that we're serving in Minneapolis, 90% of them are youth of color, about 20-25% are LGBTQ youth. So, you know, people, they're just marginalized young people, but they deserve to have every equity that anybody else has.
And so what happens if I go, how do I find you if I'm one of those kids?
Yep. And yep, you just you can call 311. You can, but a lot of our, let me tell you something. A lot of all these years, it's word of mouth on the streets, and they come into us. All they need to come in and just say they need some water. They need anything. It's basic needs. It's low barrier. They just come in and they can get what they want, and then we start to build a trusting adult relationship with them. And that's what they don't have. None of them have that.
How much? Go ahead.
They're considered throwaways to a lot of people that age.
A lot of them. You know, I had I was in a group with a couple of youth, they were with a county commissioner, and they didn't really have any idea who they were talking to. But you know, one of the youth said, "You know, I've just been used to people calling me an animal," and you know. I was just like, wow. And, you know, they want to be respected. They wanted somebody to say hello to them, treat them like a human being.
Yeah.
How'd you get involved, Heather?
Oh my gosh. 16 years ago, I had been in higher education. And 16 years ago, I stepped out. I had finished my doctorate and I decided to go on my own. And I got a call from a friend who knew that this organization needed some help. And so I drove over to this building and I walked in, and in the drop-in was this young lady. Gosh, she looked just like my daughter.
Oh.
Just like my daughter. And I thought to myself, what is she doing here? So when they talked to me, I said, who's that? I thought it was a staff person. And they said, no, she doesn't have, she's not with parents. She doesn't have any place to live tonight. That stuck with me. And I thought, man, if I could make a difference with that young lady. And that has stuck with me, and I stayed. They hired me temporary, and I've stayed for 16 years.
A temporary decade and a half. I love that. Yeah. You know, what do you, Heather, get out of seeing the success stories that are young people who are helped to turn their lives around? What do you get from that?
Oh, my gosh. I get satisfaction. My heart jumps. You don't know what it feels like when today I was on a conversation call with a young man who I knew 6 years ago, who was on the streets, had been taken from his mother when he was born. He's now 25. He's LGBTQ African-American young man. He was taken from his mother. He was put in foster cares, taken out of foster cares. Didn't have any hope. No, none. Today, he's in the community college. He's working. I'm not saying it's all real good, but he's got his head on straight.
That's a miracle.
For me,
that's the most important thing is that what you said is he's in community college. He's got a connection, and you were helpful in helping him make that connection. It's not a one thing and then everybody's life is perfect. Even people's lives who are pretty good struggle all the time with different kinds of things. But with these kids, you're a touchstone that is so needed. And, you know, the amazing thing is I've been around a long time, and this is still the issue that we talked about, you know, 50 years ago, basically. And so I'm saying, you know, one of the greatest things about growing up in Minnesota is, you know, you get a firsthand look at the services there. Because, you know, Minnesota has been, for the most part, a service first organization. You know, well, you help. I know where they could go. This person would help in this organization. And I just think that the need is growing tremendously, especially after the last year. I'm sure it's doubled or tripled for you.
Oh, it's tripled. And we never closed. During COVID, we never closed. We stayed
open. Where do the kids go? Do they come there and then do you shelter them or get them shelter or what?
Yeah, so that's a good question, Louis. So we're open 24 hours a day. We don't close. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to make sure before they leave, they have some place to go. Now that doesn't always happen. Some of them are still living on the streets, but we try to get them into any shelters that there are available. We will keep a youth overnight to be safe. But there are some that still are living on the streets.
By choice sometimes.
Sometimes by choice, sometimes not by choice. Some of them are living on the trains. Some of the living on the trains. That's hard. We have an apartment building right next to us, and the first 13 that moved in have been living on the transit trains. And it broke your heart when they moved in. They didn't even know what to do when they moved in. They couldn't believe they had a bedroom. And so they kept carrying around their backpack all the time. And the staff said, you can leave your backpack. And they just couldn't get rid of that habit because they've been carrying it around for so long.
Can't we buy things for them? Don't you have an Amazon connection?
We do have an Amazon connection, Louis. In fact, Amazon has been really a good partner with ours. Especially last the holiday season, but we do, and we do the best that we can with our supporters, and we do everything we can to help them to become independent as well.
And Who helps you? Does the government give you some help?
Some money. About 40% of our money comes from the county and the state. The rest of it we raise individually by donors and philanthropy. And we do that every year.
And does the store, so you just go on to your site, find the Amazon connection?
Yep, www.
And then buy them essentials?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Underwear.
Underwear.
Underwear. That's great. They need that. We have a clothing closet that youth come into every single day and get clothes, clean clothes. They get toothbrushes. They get anything that they can use to for hygiene products. So they need everything. And we have a food shelf for them. So they get food. You know, everything.
Where are you located?
We're looking at 41 North 12th Street in Minneapolis.
Nice.
You know, and so we're open, like I said, 24 hours a day. Youth are coming into us all the time. Some of them are single parents. They have little babies themselves. You know, it's a beautiful place to come to see the youth. It's like I said, 18 to 24 year olds, we have babies having babies. But our goal is to get them on a pathway. Our goal is to get them stabilized. Our goal is to get them back into education and jobs so that they can be like us. Just like, not just like us, but they can be what they want to be, what they want to be.
Well, you know, any of us growing up have come across that time in our youth a lot of times where we go, I'm getting out of here. You know, I'm sick of my parents, or I can't take this abuse, or whatever it is. And so I think everybody can understand that particular time in life. And, you know, the most important thing is we don't lose these kids, that they don't slip through and can't be reached, because obviously through your program alone, they have a fighting chance.
They do. And we've lost just in this last year, we've lost three youth, one to gun violence, two to overdoses with fentanyl. And we're fighting battles out here that they get hooked into. And we're trying to fight those battles. We don't want to lose any more youth. You know, we want to save their lives, not lose them.
Yeah. Youthlinkmn.org. Is that where we go, Heather?
Yes, that's where we go.
Youthlinkmn.org. Heather Huseby, Executive Director at Youthlink in Minneapolis. Heather, I really appreciate your insight on all of this. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Louie. You've done so many things for Minnesota. Thank you.